This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Out in Ashburn at Lost Rhino Brewpub, 5 o'clock, our Nats season preview kicks off. We're celebrating the release of the Hitting Dingers IPA that they've got out here at Lost Rhino Brewpub in Ashburn. Grant and Danny with you on The Fan, and we are joined now by longtime friend of the program, the people's punter, really the holder for the Washington Commanders, Tressway. It is good to see you, brother.
You too,
so
man.
We've been talking about for like a year. We're like, we got to get together. Yes. We'll get you some wings, get a beer. I texted you a couple days ago. I'm like, you know, we're coming out your way.
You did.
So I'm glad that we could put this thing together to celebrate the return of Tressway after your new one-year deal.
You're crazy.
You're back for another year.
Back for another year.
Longest tenured member of the organization.
12, man. We met my rookie year.
That's right.
12 years. That's pretty awesome.
That was like 3.5 kids ago for me, right?
Yeah.
Half, not because we have half of a child, but because we have a fourth on the way.
I'd like to hear
point.
The science behind that.
Yes. Yeah. There's a fourth on the way. It's got a few months left of development.
All right. There you go.
And then it'll be here. But and mortgages and cars and a lot of kids for you and a marriage as well.
Yeah.
But you're all grown up and you are, I was just talking to you, you're one of the reps for the club that has to go and basically hear what the union thinks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then report back to other players.
Yeah.
Because you're a responsible guy that can be trusted.
Thank you.
With such matters.
Thank you.
Normally, they send you to random cities.
Correct.
It's like, I got to go here.
Yeah.
Where were you this past trip?
Well, they've really focused on getting the attendance up. And they were like, well, what can we do to really ensure that guys get there? And so they offered to fly you and your family to the meetings and put you up in the hotel for the week. And they offered up Maui this year. So attendance was 100%. We did a survey at the end, and it said, hey, how much did the location affect, like, you coming to the meetings? And it was like 1 to 10. I was like, I was going to come regardless. I'm the voter. Like, I'm going to go. But if they're asking just in case they're thinking next year, I'm going to go ahead and put 10. Like, let's be honest here. So it was unreal, man.
Maybe that's what they've got to do annually. The combine every year is in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there are these – used to be that the NFL draft was at – Radio City Music Hall.
Yeah, every year.
Maybe these union meetings have to be in Maui.
You know what's a shame is that I could have put that in motion and we could have voted on that right there.
You should have.
And it just
slammed the gavel.
That's a freaking missed opportunity right there.
Yeah, I needed you to work on that. Yes. But the off season for you. So was there ever a time when you thought maybe you weren't coming back? How does that work? Or is it as simple as they'll get to me?
Yeah.
Like, I want to be here.
Yeah.
They want me here. Because every time we'd go through our list of free agents of who needs to come back and who doesn't, it's so obvious when you've got a really good punter you don't have to worry about. But it's also not a thing where if you want to be here, it's not like you're just going to like call Adam Peters and be like, just sign with the Bears, man. Sorry about your luck. So like, how did the process go?
Yeah. So honestly, whenever we had the whole change, the whole regime change going into this year, I was going into the last year of my contract, and oldest player on the team, been here a long time, have just freaking loved it and don't want to play anywhere else. And going into this last season, I was like, man, you know, like, I don't know how to necessarily approach this. Like, do I approach this like this is my last season here? Like, because, hey, you know, at some point, I hope it's not for a while, but at some point somebody else is going to have to punt for Washington. Like, I will have to dip out at some point.
Well, but I've actually raised the idea that when you're done, we just don't punt anymore. Like, you know how you retire jerseys?
Yeah.
We're going to retire the position.
Well, and like, you know,
go for all the fourth downs like we're Holy Cross.
Yeah, and like, honestly, if we have to throw in like the little sneaky fake punts, I can try and convert that way as well instead of giving them. Now,
2 for 2, 38 yards in your career.
I'm 3 for 3.
I've got you 2 for 2 on Pro Football Reference.
It's incorrect.
Really?
Ask me my stats. I will give better stats than anything you find online. They may not be accurate, but this one is. 3 for 3.
Hold on.
I threw a fade against the Giants in 2015, threw an out route threw it to Quentin Dunbar. Quentin Dunbar came in as a wide receiver, couldn't catch so bad that they moved him to DB. Yeah, let's throw a fake punt to him. Let's get my shot.
Okay, so who were you playing in that game?
We were playing the Giants at MetLife.
Was that Puma?
That was Puma.
Puma Let's Rage.
Yes.
And okay.
Colorado was against the Eagles out route in 2018 at home. We were eliminated, but it was a night game, and threw an out route against the Eagles to J.U. Chesson. And then,
okay, I only remember that because that name, that's not a name I've ever thought of for one other second otherwise, with all due respect to the Chessons.
Yes, and so, and then obviously to Ben.
Oh, you know what? Okay, so here's what happened. I guarantee
postseason.
Exactly. 2 for 2 for 38 yards.
That's fair.
Is going to be your regular season stats.
Yeah.
Because whenever season is quantified differently.
I think I talk about my stats like 3 or 4 times a day to like different people whoever's willing to listen. So that's fair. I never talk about my postseason stats.
All right. So, Darius, give me a little game show music. I was going to save this for later in our sit down in our
so
hour
we're there,
together.
We're there now.
But we've already gotten here. So I want to quiz Tress Way on his own career a little bit. And you're kind of sticking your chest out.
No, I'm not. Wait,
but you're telling me you know your numbers.
Oh, I was going to say, I just leaned up to take a sip of the new beer. So.
Oh, well, and how is it?
Phenomenal.
Yeah?
I'm a big hazy IPA guy.
Hitting dingers,
the only thing
baby.
I'm nervous about is this microphone sounds super clear, so I may be burping up hitting dingers into the mic.
Yeah, and those are the dingers you hit after you drink it on air, I think.
Yeah.
All right, but I didn't know if you were a guy that like knew the back of your baseball card.
I do not.
It sounds like you might.
Well, listen,
you got some
whenever
pretty distinct memories of these fake
the
punts.
Fake punts, yes, I do, because I'm a punter, and I get a chance to throw the ball. So, yeah, I rewatch those at least 3 or 4 times a day.
All right. How many punts have you had blocked in your career?
One is too many, but I'll say 3.
On the nose. 3 block punts.
Yep. Thank you.
All right.
I could probably remember all of them, too, going back. But
all right, give me them. Let's hear them.
Got one blocked against Dallas because Dallas scored on offense, defense, and special teams of that game.
Oh, I remember that game.
Just the waxing was just – that was terrible.
That wasn't the, like, 800-7 game at their place, was it?
Yes, it was.
I don't want to talk anymore about that.
Horrible.
Go to the next one.
My first game ever in the NFL against the Houston Texans at Houston 2014 blocked.
Really?
Yep. Alfred Blue running back, up and under, boom, blocked.
That was week one?
Week one.
Yeah.
My first game.
I think that was Jay's Gruden's first game
it
ever,
was.
Too.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, crap. Oh, and then Dallas 2 years ago. Freaking Dallas.
What are we doing here?
It's Dallas. Well, Fossil's gone now. He's a great coordinator. He's in Tennessee, so just go.
All right. Your longest punt distance and against what team?
79 against the New York Giants.
I've got 79 against the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, it is the Panthers.
79 yards. He knew it, though.
Oh, it was 77 against the Giants.
You're on a heater right
now.
Dadgummit. 77 is number 2 on the list.
Yes.
And that was year 1.
Yeah.
All right. This one's fun. I'm excited about this one. How many career rushing yards do you have?
Oh, crap. I didn't make it.
Over, under, 0.5.
Over, under? It was under. I got tackled behind the line of scrimmage, I think. Is it negative?
I've got you at 2 rushing yards in
your career. I see. I crossed the line of scrimmage, didn't get the first down.
How about that?
The St. Louis Rams. Whenever I tell some of my young teammates I played against the St. Louis
Rams.
That
makes you sound so old.
Dude, I told one of my buddies, I was like, yeah, I used to sit here and talk with D-Hall all the time, and like he was just good. And I said like something cool that D-Hall used to do, and one of my teammates goes, dude, you play with D-Hall? I was just like, yeah, man. And he looked at me and goes, how old are you?
I guess that backfired.
He's going to think this is cool.
He's a DB's coach now, so yeah. I guess that's a thing. That is, to me, as a sports fan, one of the things that dates you. There's really two. Now that I'm in my I'm an old guy. Mid-30s, right?
Oh, yeah. Samesies.
All right. So I think what are you?
I'm turning 35 in 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm older than you. You're such a young guy.
Thank you.
I'm 36.
See?
All right. So the point of the dude's story is, though, when a junior of a player I loved is now playing, and this is a thing in baseball, I'll just tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Like,
yes.
No, man. Your dad was my guy.
That's right.
You can't be here yet.
Isn't there a young Biggio playing right now, too?
Kevin Biggio. Yeah. Every Blue Jay player, Bo Bichette.
Bichette.
You know, it's Dante Bichette's kid.
Yeah.
But when the kid of the player that I like discard, that I pretended to be him in my yard,
you're there, man.
I might as well be 100.
Are you starting to say these kids? Like, I find myself saying that with college games now. I'm like,
totally.
These kids have it made.
Well,
look
the
at
kid
these
that
kids.
Hit the kid. Here we go. The kid that hit the game winner for Maryland the other night. His name's Derek Queen. He's a freshman. Somehow he's 20. I thought he would have been 18, but he looks 12.
Yes.
He has braces. He's got a couple of pimples on his
12.
Face. And so he started talking after the game. It's a true story. And they're like, Derek, you hit the game winner, whatever. And he starts talking. And it was like my son was talking. Like, he's 4. And I thought about it. He is closer to my son's age than he is my age.
Yeah.
And I looked over at my wife. I'm like, this is just a boy.
We're there, man.
He's so young, this
We're there.
Boy.
Just accept it.
5 minutes earlier, I'm just killing him. I'm like, get to the rim, you moron. And then he starts talking. And I'm like, he's just a sweet boy.
Yes.
This is just someone's kid.
Yes.
All right. I got another one for
all
you.
All right.
By the way, 2 career rushing yards for Tress Weah.
Yep,
I didn't
two.
Hear it. 2 career rushing yards.
Yeah.
Huh?
Almost fumbled.
Next stop.
Almost fumbled.
Franchise record. Look out, Riggins and company. All right. 776 career punts.
Right. Okay.
776. How many career tackles? And would there ever be, did you do kickoffs a couple times? Is there another reason where you could have made a tackle? Or is it just those 776 punts? Because I'm assuming they never lined you up at safety for a play.
There's been a couple of times when somebody's busted open on a fade down the sideline, or when Saquon took off down the sideline, I thought maybe I could get on the not top 10 if I just smoke him when he's
do
not
the Mike
looking.
Tomlin thing
just
where
come
you
up.
Come out and trip him.
Yeah. All right. The fun fact in there is one of those on Monday Night Football against Dallas, I got the Tostitos crunch of the game because I flipped Lucky Whitehead upside down.
Let's go.
On a tackle.
Do you get anything? Like a box of...
I thought I would.
A shipment of a bunch of Tostitos?
Like golden Tostitos.
Right.
You know, something
just
cool.
Just a bag that no one's ever had.
Sealed
just so.
I'll shoot him an email.
I'll do it for you.
Yeah, thank you.
We got people for that.
All right, I'm going to go... I'll go 4.
9.
What?
9 career tackles for this guy.
Look out.
Huh?
Oh, thank you. Man, the gallery here.
London Fletcher.
Yeah, everybody. I tell you, what is it, quadruple threat now? Run, pass. Tackle, and punt?
Well,
no, I
forgot.
Can hold.
That's true. Hold.
Golly.
All right, last one.
All right.
This one I think you should know.
Okay.
How many Player of the Week awards have you won?
No,
Special Teams Player of the Week.
All right. 1 in 19. No, 1 in 18, 1 in 19, 2 in 20, 1 in 23. I'm going 5.
5 is correct. The 5 times Special Teams Player
you
of
know,
the Week.
Do you know the fun fact on that?
I do
is
not.
That I have had better performances in games, but you have to win to get that award. So,
no way.
If Burrow goes out and throws for 450 and 4 tugs, if the Bengals lose, he doesn't get AFC Player of the Week.
Is that a real thing?
You have to win.
Well, that's very stupid.
Your team has to win.
That's really dumb. It's an individual award.
Yeah. I think technically 2 or 3 of my best games, if you will, of just averages and inside the 20s, we lost by a field goal or something like that. And
so am I wrong in saying, statistically speaking, the thing that I would imagine you care a lot about is inside the 20?
Percentage.
percentage.
Yes.
And then not touchbacks.
Yeah.
More, I mean, maybe your average. I don't know if that, how could that matter? Because you don't know where you're trying to punt to.
That's the biggest thing is the net average is what gets you into the Pro Bowl every year, but your inside the 20 percentage will show. Just like, so my favorite place to punt from is from the minus 35 yard line because you can just cut it loose for 50.
All right, so remember this, guys. So that means the offense is around midfield.
I have videos of my buddies filming me getting ready to punt, and it'll be one of the wives filming my buddy, and it's. Ball's on the minus 36. This is the go zone. And it's just because if I hit a touchback.
Do you mean if you're standing there or do you mean when the offense is there?
Ball's on the in the mid 30s. You can just cut it loose.
You want a first down on an 11-yard pass to McLaurin and then three straight runs for zero. Well, and you're running out there to
Here's the deal. I love to punt. I understand that we don't want to punt.
You guys weren't you didn't like to do it very much this past year.
That was crazy this year. Cliff was the bomb. He'd be like, Tris, how many times you punt this game? I was like, I had one. He's like, oh, that's my bad.
Had to call him and have him on the show just to make sure he was still on the team.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a couple of weeks where we just weren't sure anymore.
I was in the hotel in Arizona, and we were talking. I was like, yeah, I popped up, grabbed a pretzel, and popcorn got a little slippery to hold. I got nervous, so yeah.
No TV time for you this season. Tress Way, multi-time Pro Bowler, is with us. We are live today out at Lost Rhino Brew Pub in Ashburn. He's hanging out on Grant and Danny.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lost Rhino Brew Pub, the site of today's show, and we are here for the unveiling of the Hitting Dingers IPA that Tress has just enjoyed. We need to get you another one.
I was about to ask, what is the policy on a reload of the dinger?
I think the policy is we just keep them coming. Megan's got you.
The Hitting Dingers IPA is what I was talking about.
They are going to bring another one your way, Tress.
Thank you.
The Commander's punter is hanging out with us on Grant and Danny. So you're a longtime big sports fan.
Yes.
Came up playing other sports than football. We talk hockey all the time. In fact, Jacob Chickert of the Capitals is calling in top of the hour at 3 o'clock after his new contract, so Tress will hang out and we'll chat with him. But I bring this up to say, big baseball fan.
Yes.
But your allegiances, as you've gotten a little older, have had to change.
It has.
Because you've married into the Brewers family at this point.
I did. We early in my career here, we were frequent Nats games visitors, had the Nats gear. My brother-in-law, who is the baby of the family, my wife's one of five, he is the youngest. He's the only boy. He's a first-round pick in 2018 out of high school to the Brewers, and he was the gold glove and platinum glove winner last year for the Milwaukee Brewers at second base. The dude can play some baseball. So we are Brew Crew due to blood. But we go, whenever they come play the Nats this summer, we go every year. And, we're Brew Crew, man.
He can run, too.
Oh,
for those of you that don't know, Bryce Terang, so the Gold Glover at second, as you mentioned, but he stole over 50 bags last year for the Brewers at the major league level. So, I mean, are you guys, what's that like? Because for your wife now, she's got the NFL season where she's obviously at games and locked in. Her husband, this is her whole life, right?
Yes.
But then a lot of loved ones get a reprieve in the offseason.
Yes.
It's just getting going. And now her brother and you're living and dying with every at-bat.
Yeah.
Do you guys actually lock in on every game or
every
is it not that serious?
Every game. So early in his career, he would platoon. And so he hits lefty. So he would only play when a righty was pitching. And then he just was so great and doing so great. It was like, all right, you're our starter. You're going, batting a lot of leadoff, stealing bags, all that. We have, first of all, as you know, they play so many freaking games.
It's crazy, dude.
It's my wife, Brie will ask me, she's like, hey, is Bryce playing today? And I always say, probably.
Is there a day happening?
Yeah.
That's the thing about baseball. Because people will joan a little bit about the physicality or whatever. But I think there's just a lack of understanding of – now, I am a disgusting person, obviously. Just a really out of shape person. But standing up and waking up and just living is taxing. You know what I'm saying? Now imagine standing on a baseball field for 4 hours in the sun. And do it every single day in the summer when it's 104 degrees.
Yes.
And then do 3 weeks in a row without a day off.
Yeah.
And by the way, these guys, as you know, they don't just – the game's at 7:05. We'll be there at 6:57. They get there at 1.
Yes.
And then they're doing batting practice. Infield.
Club,
and then
yes.
they're – the yeah. amount of stuff that players – I even think it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like the Nats as an example. They play 800 spring training games.
Yeah.
Probably unnecessary.
Yeah.
They come back and they have 2 days before opening day and they fit in an exhibition against the Orioles.
Yeah.
It just all seems like we could probably scale it back a little bit.
He is the dude is a freak of nature, and the fun part is like, so we've got it's four girls and then the boy. The three oldest girls have all married. They all married Oklahoma guys, and so my brother-in-law is
like Oklahoma natives or Oklahoma athletes.
Natives, and then
like
we
Sooners.
All played not Sooners, but we all played collegiately. We all did something collegiately in Oklahoma.
Okay,
and so when we go out to the West Coast and and Bryce is there, and we always play wiffle ball on the beach, and we're always having fun. The kids are around, but it's just like all of us. We're all older than Bryce, and we're just like we got freaking taken. This is it. We got to
this time we get him.
He's the guy. We got to take him down.
So you're watching most nights.
Yeah. Yeah.
But would you consider, there are super fans of the Commanders here and everywhere else that'll come up and get your autograph. Would you consider yourself like a huge Brewers fan? When they lose, you're sad, or is it more just
playoffs? Okay. We were bummed.
Yeah.
And this sounds funny. Obviously, he's my brother-in-law. I love him. I care about him. I've never played professional baseball, but I just know how he feels throughout a professional sports season. And I don't know how he feels physically, because as a sometimes punter and mostly holder, I get to chill a lot. But, the mental grind, all the stuff, I know how he feels. And so that emotion of being with the guys and knowing you're making it to the playoffs or winning your division. And then so that's the stuff you kind of get built up on. I do find myself being in a better mood when he has a really good day at the plate. It's just like, well, how about that? He was 3-for-4. My day is going pretty good right now.
This is like one of those sit with your buddy, have a beer conversations. It's funny to have it with an athlete in a professional sport. But if you could be a professional athlete in any sport, what would you want to be? And in your case, I'm going to take you out of the punting role.
Yes.
And I'm going to – you could pick – what is the best position?
I could go back to football?
Yeah, but non-quarterback. So,
okay.
What would you want to be?
Do I have to pick football? You're asking me for football?
That's the first question. Then we'll get to all the sports.
Okay.
If you weren't a punter, what would you – you're a star.
And I can't pick – I'm 3-for-3. I can't pick quarterback?
No, because everyone would pick quarterback.
Okay.
You don't want to
tight end.
You don't want to get the $300 million deal that Jaden's about to get?
No, that'd be awesome. That'd be sweet.
You might like that.
Yeah. I'll go tight end.
Ooh, I love that.
I feel like there's just something cool masculine about tight end.
I agree with that.
Is he blocking? Is he catching? I don't know, but he can do both. And I would like that.
And you're kind of a tight end size in terms of height.
I am not. Thank you. But
you don't think so?
No. Have you seen me stand next to John Bates or Zach Ertz?
Well, I'm thinking more height. You'd have to refigure the body a little bit, probably.
I think that they are both 4 or 5 inches taller than I am and close to 60 pounds heavier.
Aren't you 6'2"?
But you're close.
6'3"?
I'm 6'2", and I'm 205.
Okay.
And those guys are probably 260 or so,
right.
And 6'6".
We would clearly need to get in the weight room a little bit. I'm not suggesting you walk out there and you're just putting Myles Garrett on his butt.
No, it's okay. When I see DQ, I'm going to be like, listen, I was talking to Grant. He thinks I could
let
do
him
some
know.
Tight end.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
All right, so then you're a tight end.
Yes.
Or you could be famous as a great player in the NBA.
Oh, fame
the
comes
NHL,
into play?
And Major League Baseball.
So by fame, that
lifestyle,
means I'm good.
Yeah, you're a superstar.
Well,
I'm going to say fringe Hall of Famer. You don't know if you're going to get in or not, but you have the credentials to possibly get in.
All right. Well, my favorite sport my whole life has been baseball.
Okay.
But now that you're talking about it, it kind of makes me think golf, but I'm for sure picking ping pong.
Oh, wow. So we're going just off the grid.
I'm there.
Okay. You don't worry about the fact that being good at ping pong gives you no.
You said I have fame.
You do.
So that means I would walk into Los Rhino and they'd be like, "There's Tressway, the ping pong player."
Well, I can.
Have you ever?
Nobody
have you
would
ever
that.
Said that to anybody.
No, because even if you were the most famous ping pong player in the world, not one person here would know it.
Yes, you would. You're the most famous. The fame.
Does anyone here know who the most famous ping pong player is now?
But that's not a fair question, because fame is built on if people know you. So I would be able to be like, yes, this is me.
Oh, you've got me twisted
into
a logical
player.
Pretzel. So Can we acknowledge, though?
I'm just kidding. I would do baseball.
That being a ping pong player.
Ping pong. I would do baseball for sure. Third base.
We should then talk, much to the chagrin of our buddy, Chris Russell, at some point.
Yes.
About the fact that you are not only a great ping pong player, but you played in the locker room.
Yes.
And he has wanted that ping pong table removed for many, many years, as you know. Because did you guys have a ping pong playing tournament and table this year?
There is no chance I'm answering that question right now. I know Chris is going to listen to this.
We could just debunk this forever. You guys were in the NFC Championship game.
And
was any ping pong played this year?
I'm sorry. I can't wait to talk to Chris another time, and he can ask me about it, and we'll see how it goes.
Remember,
let's just say I still hold my title, and then we could take that for whatever it's worth.
I think his logic is the lily pads he leaped from are that if you guys are doing any kind of non-football activity in the locker room at any point, you're not taking your job seriously enough.
Correct. And I'd
and
love to follow.
You can't possibly win a football game.
I would love to follow him around for a day of his work.
Trust me, you wouldn't.
In any personal moment, I'd just be like, yo, come on. lock back in.
Radio, you got a show in 14 hours.
Yep. When's the next award coming out? You better be on the finalist list. Let's do it. Yeah.
Jacob Chychrun of the Caps signed a new deal. 8 years, $72 million.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Signed it yesterday. He joins us next on Grant and Danny. Tressway is hanging out. We're at the Lost Rhino Brew Pub in Ashburn. We will be here until 6:30.
Hitting dingers.
Remember, Charlie and Dave celebrating the start of a brand new Nats season. We'll be hanging out here from 5 to 6 plus tonight. So we hope to see you. This is The Fan. Danny is out sick today, but the show goes on. One day ahead of opening day, it's Grant and Danny on The Fan out and about at Lost Rhino Brew Pub in Ashburn. Come on out and spend the day with us. Tressway of the Commanders is on site right now, and Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler, the voices of Nats baseball here on The Fan, stop by at 5 for our season preview. One day ahead of the start of a brand new campaign, the show is brought to you today and every day by our friends, the law firm Condori and Murad. They will help you do all the important stuff you need to do, like put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. But on the Rude Guest Hotline right now, we've got a congratulations in order for our friend Jacob Chychrun of the Washington Capitals. Mm. The boys got a point last night in Winnipeg and a loss in overtime. But the big story for the Caps was the new extension for Chychrun, who is going to be the face of Caps hockey for years to come. Jacob, I was chanting 4 more years a month ago when we had you on. I should have said 8 more years.
Mm.
An 8-year extension for Jacob Chychrun. Congratulations, man.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it's definitely been a very exciting and happy, last few days for, myself and my family. So, we appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
Trusted insight from Trusted Insiders make this segment possible. IT Cadre, our sponsor for Jacob Chychrun, where DC Sports Insiders share their exclusive perspective. So, Jacob, how did this come together, and how involved were you? Or do you just tell your agent, call me when I got to sign something, like, especially in season? Something where he was giving you constant updates? Was it in any way on your mind as you were playing this season?
We started talks quite early in the season. And luckily it was pretty slow for the last, number of months. And so it made it easier on me because I wasn't, talking to my agent about it at all, really. So it was nice because I, wasn't on the top of my mind. I was able to just go play and try to take care of business. And then it really picked up the last 3 or 4 days. And just pretty much got finished in a few days after sort of a pretty long and slow process most of the season. So it really worked out perfectly in that sense, and I'm glad it got done, especially before the end of the season here. So it's nice to go in and into playoffs and, have that over with and be able to just enjoy the ride and do everything we can to win this year.
Jacob, this is Tressway with the Commanders. Me and my little man, well, my wife as well, our family, but me and my little man love coming out to the games and watching you guys. I have a question for you, dude. So talking with the family, are you? Do you have the green light to do something, you know, like super selfish that you just get to treat yourself a little bit with the contract? Because I know for me, I was just starting to get the itch to golf. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go get some just custom fit golf clubs.
Oh,
because I want them. Dadgummit, I want them. So do you have something where it's just like, you know what? This is me, and I'm going to have a little me time and treat myself.
That's a great question. I'm not really there yet.
yeah, it's season. That's fair.
Yeah, I'm not quite there yet, but, I mean, gosh, like you, I do love golf. I'm a big golfer, so I don't know. I think maybe one thing I'd like to do now that, you know, we're locked in would honestly be to probably join a golf course in the area. And yeah, that's kind of one thing that I, you know, have circled on the list. But, you know, my wife and I, we try to do a good job of not overspending. I mean, we're just pretty simple and homey people, and we don't like to go crazy with our spending. So definitely have our months, but we try to do a good job. We actually bought a new car, you know, a few weeks ago. We had a Tesla for a while that we've wanted to get rid of. We're pretty big, you know, as you guys know, we talk about our health and wellness a lot. We just had the weird feeling about sitting on a battery all day in the car. So we wanted to get rid of the Tesla, move on from the electric. And we ended up, I got my wife sort of her dream car, which was a G-Wagon. So she lucked out already. So I hope she's not going to be asking for anything post-contract here.
If you end up doing the golf route as a punter, you know, I thought it was my duty as a stereotype to live up to that stereotype to, you know, thoroughly enjoy golfing. If you find yourself ever needing a fourth, you know, I'm just a quick 30, 40 minutes away. Just, you know, shoot the invite and I'll be there in a heartbeat, my friend.
I love it, man. I love it. Got to get your number here. We'll set something up for sure.
We'll exchange numbers. I will say, and Tress, I don't mean to throw the football players under the bus because I'm sure you guys have some unbelievable golfers too.
Oh, I heard about the hockey guys.
Dude, I have found hockey dudes. Just, oh, yeah. They hit bombs.
Yes. Like, dude, think about the rotation. They're just.
Is that a thing, Jacob, where like the something to do with the swing of the stick is comparable, or why is that hockey players? I see like Ocean Carlson and some of these dudes at pro-ams.
Well, you got to think, they're in the cold. They're inside in the cold all the time. Wouldn't you just want to go out and get some sunlight and be on some green grass and play some freaking golf?
And that's home. I mean, you're a Florida guy, Jacob, so you grew up golfing probably.
No, for sure. I think there's a lot of similarities. Like a lot of our sport is hand-eye coordination and, you know, you're always working on your hands and stick handling, and the game's so skilled now. Like the amount of skill guys play with is incredible, and it's all you know, stick and puck skill. So it's all stuff that, you know, you're constantly working on your hands and your touch and your finesse, and I think it just translates super well. And then, you know, you add in the slap shot, and you know, I think there's a lot of similarities. So we probably, you know, do get away with a little bit. You know, more feel. I think, you know, there's definitely a lot of hockey guys who I've played with. You know, there's a ton of really, really good golfers. I mean, you know, I don't want to brag. I think my best handicap I got to was a 1.7, and that were in the plus. So we got a lot of great golfers, and it's something we enjoy doing for sure in the off season. That's it.
Well, we were just talking about how, like, that was the most humble brag ever. You weren't trying to brag, but basically a scratch golfer is pretty amazing. So I'll put both of you on the spot then. We can start with you, Tress.
Yes.
Because I've been putting you on the spot way longer than Chikrin's new to the show.
That's fine.
I've known you since, you know, 2012.
14.
Right. Best and worst golfer on your team, as best as you know.
So I am technically the best, but Tyler Otter, our long snapper, has beat me the last two times. So I'm going to go ahead and give
him
the
nod. What's your handicap?
I'm a 3.
Oh, you're really good.
He's a 4 or 5, but he's beaten me the last two times. And the worst golfer? I'd feel bad saying, but it's got to be one of the O-linemen.
What does it rhyme with?
I love him, but it's the O-linemen. They're a great time to be with, but I love my man Allegretti. Great hang.
Nick Allegretti's a hell of a hang.
A hell of a hang.
Yeah.
Not an awesome
golfer. It's like the X and Y axis, where X is hang and Y axis is like good at golf. He's in like the bottom right quadrant, essentially. All right, so O-line can't really Hank. But by the way, you should go golf with Chikrin if you're a 3 handicap.
Well, yes, but like most importantly, like it would just be fun to go golf with these guys.
True.
That's my thing. So when I go out and golf, I hope I shoot the best I've ever shot. I just also want to have a fun time. Like,
right.
Like let's go out and
drink a beer.
Have a
enjoy
beer.
Enjoy the sunlight.
Play some music. Play. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You got to unwind and enjoy it. Although, speaking of O-line, we just played with Andrew Whitworth in L.A. when we were there a couple weeks ago. And this guy's a player. He can really hit the ball. I think he's
how long are his clubs?
I don't know. He's probably like a – gosh, what is he? He's a low single digit. He's probably like three to five, I'd say.
Very cool.
And he still looks like he could play. I mean, this guy's a stud. But yeah, I think the worst on our team is either O or Sonny Milano.
Milano's
really
Obi does a lot of things well. That does not surprise me. Although you know the story of his hole in one, like one of the first times he ever played golf.
Hilarious.
He has a hole in one,
dude. All the time.
I'm not joking. I'll send you the video tonight. It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen. He has no idea what he's doing. I mean, Chikrin, you could tell it better than me probably. His swing is awful. Like everything is terrible. And then the ball goes in and he loses his mind.
Yeah. And he could barely speak English at the time. It's so funny.
It was so good. So I know you're a huge Caps fan. You get to a lot of games.
Oh, yeah.
I'd imagine, Jacob, just being, you know, it's not like a lot of the guys we have on from Canada or whatever. I mean, you had to grow up loving the NFL, yeah? Do you have a team or do you still follow the league?
Yeah. I mean, we used to share season tickets with a family friend and for the Dolphins. We used to go a lot to the Dolphins games. This was before they had the new stadium. But they were always god-awful. So that was kind of frustrating. And there's a lot of really hot days where we'd leave like at halftime when they're down, you know, 24 rips. So.
But the old stadium, I guess, didn't have the pool in it like the new one does.
No.
I couldn't believe that. When I went to that new stadium, you probably were too busy to notice this, but there's actually people swimming and like enjoy. I'm like, you're at a football game, dude.
I didn't know there was a pool there.
Yeah.
It's a sweet stadium, but I didn't know there was a pool there.
There's a club in there. There's a pool.
I knew there was a
club. Does anyone care about football? Could we just watch the game, please? It's wild.
Yeah, but I actually grew up going to a big football high school in South Florida, and I was really tight with all the football guys. I mean, you know, for my age, I was always very mature physically and training at a really young age. I actually did weightlifting with the football team, and, you know, the head coach was our teacher, and he was always trying to recruit me, and football was kind of the one thing my pops wouldn't let me do. But just having a lot of buddies who, you know, have gone on to – you know, big football schools, D1 schools, and even the NFL. You know, I ended up getting connected, had a lot of mutuals with Lamar Jackson, and Lamar came to a couple games. He came to the game in South Florida when I was with Arizona and wore my jersey to the game, and really, really great dude. And I ended up getting pretty tight with Odell Beckham Jr. in Scottsdale. We were both going through an injury together and rehabbing, and we got connected through a mutual guy who looked
I think
after
this
us.
Is him politely telling me I'm not going to get the invite if there's an open fourth with OBJ Lamar and all these
guys. And Lamar's definitely not a golfer. I think Odell enjoys golf, but I don't know if he's playing a lot.
I have a feeling his outfits would be wild.
Yeah, I don't think
for
he's
sure.
For
he's
sure. Not dressed
but anyways,
the same way.
I'm a big Lamar guy, so I do love cheering for Baltimore, and I want to see that guy win really bad. But it's hard. It's hard now. Also, you know, I got to cheer for the Commanders. Man, the year they had was so exciting, and I'm
got to
pumped
yeah.
for them. Yeah.
We're excited to try to see if they can run it back here.
Oh, heck yeah!
Ovi pulls to within 5 of tying Gretzky, 6 of the record last night. So you guys are knocking on the door of history as you get a point in Winnipeg, but. Maybe this is a bad decision by me as the one kind of calling the shots on what to ask. I'm going to skip Ovi to get to this random thing. Dylan Strome was on a podcast the other day I was listening to, and he said that you want to get rid of the light bulbs in your house and replace them with bee wax candles or something like that.
This guy just completely threw me under the bus. We were just... we were just chatting in the room the other day. As I mentioned earlier, my wife and I are just big into, you know, living a clean, healthy life. Anyways, I told the boys, like, late the last few nights, fellas, like, you know, after dinner, you know, we love to cook, and after dinner, you know, we clean up and the sun's going down. We like to turn, like, lights off in the house and do no artificial light and just light some candles, and it's been really nice. And, you know, sleeping like a baby when I do
I
that.
I bet it smells good, too.
And then Stromer decided to go on a podcast next week and say, I took every light bulb out of my house.
That's
and now
messed up.
I'm an absolute
That's
freak.
That's betrayal.
So there was never a mention of possibly removing light bulbs for the honeybee
no,
wax or whatever.
No, he completely sewered me. So now I'm dealing with that. I'm like a walking meme right now. I deleted all my socials, so I can't even see anything. But I got in-laws and I got cousins sending me, you know, screenshots of some of these tweets and posts. Just people all over me for this beeswax
so
candle
funny.
Thing. So yeah.
Well. Jacob, I can't tell you how excited I am, man, that you're going to be here for the long haul. It's been an amazing season. You guys are locked in for, you know, the stretch run here, but really for years to come. You guys are built to be one of the top teams in the East. You'll be a big part of that, and congratulations. We're thrilled for you.
Congrats, dude.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. It was nice chatting today.
You got it. There's Jacob Chychrun of the Capitals, fresh off his 8-year extension. Not too shabby, by the way.
Not too shabby.
To get 72 mil. Locked up. And his teammates, you know this from the locker room, dudes will be dudes.
Yes.
He shows up yesterday in the dressing room. They have changed his number to 72, and they have pinned a $100 bill to his jersey.
Yeah.
Like, they immediately start joning on him right away.
Immediately.
Like, you could joan on me all you want when I get my 72 mil. You know what I'm saying? Please, bring on the jokes.
I was about to say, yeah, that's quite all right.
Tressway has been hanging out with us. A few minutes left with him. Two things I want to cover with you.
Okay.
First, some personal news.
Okay.
The Tressway family, the team that you are forming at home,
yes,
grew by one this offseason.
It grew by one during the season.
During the season,
we.
So wait till you guys hear this story.
This is wild.
I don't know that you've talked about this publicly, but this is pretty amazing.
And it's we're so thankful, and man, just a complete answered prayer, and we are just jacked for right around the time that we clinch the playoffs against the Atlanta Falcons. We get matched for an adoption of a beautiful baby boy. And so we make the playoffs, and we knew that he was born with a heart condition. And in the midst of the playoffs, he ends up having to have heart surgery. I'm going to Tampa playing, like, all
the throwing passes at the link.
all of these different things, and like it's been so fun and so special, like, this off season after such an incredible season. That's what Bree, whenever the NFLPA meetings were announced in Maui, I was just like, hey, you know, like, what do you think? Like, you know, the Brooks man had surgery, like, back in the playoffs, and she's like, we're freaking going to Hawaii. Like, we're going. So we got to have this.
Now?
He's 6 months yesterday. Yeah. And
wow.
So he is, dude's a freaking warrior. He is the bomb. So, we took him up whenever I got to re-sign and had him in some Commander's gear. And man, that just a quick little sidebar. For everybody that's been fans of this franchise for a long time and how special things are right now in the midst of this crazy family time that we had, we're a great team about to go to the playoffs, and both AP and DQ were like, get everything set with family, here's your punt days, you come in when you want to and when you need to, and then go. Like, it is just, guys, it is a special place, and things are really moving in an awesome direction. So
I can't believe, even at the very highest levels, right?
Yes.
So
I got the owners were texting me and asking about the baby boy. Like,
amazing.
It is unbelievable.
This juxtaposition, not to make it about myself, but this is the only way I can relate to it. Dan Snyder, I'd see him in the hallway. I've known him for 20 years. And he would look away, and if I said hello to him, someone would come up to me later and be like, you shouldn't do that. You know, or whatever, right? I'm sick and can't go to that Lions game.
Yeah.
And Mitch Rales sends me a text asking me how I'm feeling. Sorry you're not here.
No surprise there.
He goes,
yeah,
don't worry. We're going to win today, so you'll get to cover the biggest game of your career next week. Like, the owner. Think about that juxtaposition of just a couple of years.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine as a player.
He's
being nice to me just because he's a nice guy. They actually really care about you guys because you're the players that make the whole thing work.
When the news broke that I had agreed to the terms of a new deal, he texted me immediately. But on the signing, we walk in, and the kids have become a hit. Like, Bo and Harper and Hadley, our oldest three, are old enough to be hilarious and cute and all over the place running, like, I think I'm their third or fourth favorite player on the team behind Terry and Revo and all these guys. And so, like, they had contracts for them to sign. They had, like, their names on them with a contract line, and they signed it. And so Mitch texts me them signing their contract, not me signing my contract. He texts me my kids signing their contract, and he's like, this is what it's all about. I was like,
wow.
Yeah, but I'm the one who gets to play. Like, what about my text? You know?
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we don't have time today because I'm going to say goodbye, but I've got an idea for a bit at some point this offseason with you. You've done some good bits with us in the past. This would be number one. I just don't know if you're willing. I think we should prank Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
You should call him and say you want the number back.
Yes. Love that.
And then the audio is what we play on the air.
Love that. I'm in.
Okay.
My wife had an idea for one. This is a little sneak peek. I'm sure the future rookies aren't listening. She said I should go in for day one of rookie minicamp and be a trainer, like an ankle taper.
And, I think that's really
and
good.
And just hack job, clip toenails,
right.
Smell feet, do weird
just
stretches.
Right.
And so,
right in front of them.
Listen, here's the deal. I'm saying it right now on the air. I'm pitching the idea. So if it doesn't go down, it's not on me because I want to do this.
No,
and I just
Commanders...
and I got to find out who the draft picks are. And just imagine, like, here's like the foot, and I just go, you must be a draft pick. Like, just...
yeah.
And then, like, 2 days later, it's like, hey, what's up, guys? So, I'm the punter.
Yeah.
Like, how's everything?
But, okay, so one, the Commanders, whoever's broadcast ops over there, they have to make that happen.
I think so.
You've done, like, the Baker Mayfield dressing up as a...
Yeah, there you go.
You know, one of those things.
Yeah, that was
phenomenal.
This
would be perfect, right? But I'm saying we record it, and for legal reasons, we would have to, on the back end, tell them, you know, yada, yada, yada. But you're calling them, and you're being like, listen, man, I've thought about this a lot, and I've had it. My family and I sat down. I've had a change of heart.
Coming back on a one-year deal.
One-year deal.
Dude, what do you think for just 1 year?
It's my final year.
I could say that. I'd be like, dude, this is it.
Right.
What do you think? Like,
just like I'll take five.
And you could have 10. And you could have 10, man. Like, take 10. Just give me 5.
I think that could be really quality.
I'm in.
Audio.
I have nothing to lose from that, so I'm in.
No, but, yeah. Really, what is life about if not skits and bits with your pals, right? Ladies and gentlemen, Tress Way. Longest
Thank
tenured member of the Washington organization. We were saying yesterday there's only 4 guys on the team that played for the Redskins.
That were skins.
At this point.
I know.
How about that?
Yeah.
It's happening quickly. But Tress, one of the good eggs in the National Football League and one of the great punters, not only in team history, but in the league over the last several years. Grant and Danny on the fan. Charlie and Dave previewing the Nats season at 5 o'clock out here at Lost Rhino Brew Pub. Come join us today.
Hitting dingers.
Should be a fun day. How was the IPA, bud? Let me get a grade on that.
That is easy. A 9.2, 9.3.
Ooh, 9.3 from Tressway.
Big hazy, but skewed. I'm a hazy guy. That is
so this
wonderful.
Is your wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Fastball, middle.
Oh, yeah.
You knew what to do with it.
I knew what to do.
Yeah. Hit a dinger. Tress and Grant on the fan.